Recorded Books presents Say It Out Loud, using the power of your voice to listen to your deepest thoughts and courageously pursue your dreams. By Vasavi Kumar. Narrated by the author. Dedication. To all those who suffer in silence, may this book bring you relief. Foreword. In 2011, a young Indian-American woman by the name of Vasavi Kumar enrolled in my year-long global leadership program. She was full of life, was hungry to learn, and was a breath of fresh air. Vasavi wanted to make sense out of everything she had gone through in her life. One of the things she was most scared of sharing with others was her bipolar disorder diagnosis. She was terrified that the Indian community would judge her, and that no one would take her seriously as a female business owner. The first time she shared her mental health journey with the rest of her colleagues and me, I remember thinking, this young girl has a brilliant brain and will change lives. No matter how uncomfortable in her skin she felt, while I coached her through her stories, beliefs, and perceptions of herself, she would soak in every word and nod her head yes. She was hungry to find her truth and was willing to do whatever it took to know every single part of herself. As her coach and mentor, I have watched her blossom into a woman who stands for honesty no matter what. As an author, speaker, and coach, I know the depth of internal reprogramming that needed to take place for Vasavi to have written a book called Say It Out Loud. In order to write this book, she has had to fight and work through her own inner demons while offering grace and acceptance toward herself and others. Say It Out Loud is the antidote to the parts of ourselves that still suffer in silence. If you have picked up this book in the hopes of reconnecting with your inner voices and different parts of yourself, I have no doubt that it will change your life. Trust that you have been divinely guided to reach for this volume because some part of you chose it. Honor what you've been through and how you got here. Give voice to the parts of you that have yet to speak. Read every line of this book. Let them soak in. Your voice needs to be heard. It's time for you to say it out loud. In Love and Transformation, Lisa Nichols. New York Times bestselling author of Abundance Now. Introduction. Let me be the first to say that me writing a book titled Say It Out Loud is proof that you have the power to create anything you want when you learn how to talk to yourself. You see, when I was a kid, I talked. A lot. My mother would half-jokingly say to me, Vasavi, chummaire, which loosely translates in our native language of Tamil as Vasavi, stop talking. So it's kind of ironic for me to be writing a book called Say It Out Loud, don't you think? The very thing I got in trouble for as a kid, my outspoken nature, is now the foundation of my work, helping other people use their voice to courageously pursue their dreams. Imagine if I had taken chummaire to heart and listened to my mother, which I rarely did, I wouldn't be where I am today. Instead, I've spent my life working on the most important relationship I have, the one with the voices in my head. When I was young, I would stand in between my parents during one of their many squabbles and mediate between them. Okay, I'd say to one of them, you say how you feel out loud. And then I would turn to my other parent and direct, okay, now you listen and then you say how you really feel out loud. Watching them was like witnessing two children hungry for understanding and attention. I could sense my mother's frustration and would say to my dad, why are you ignoring her? She's talking to you. And I would say to my mother, please stop yelling. It's just making things worse. When I sensed that neither one of them was saying how they felt, I spoke up for them. I learned how to navigate the tension in the room by calling out the obvious. That is how I taught myself to cope amid chaos. I said it out loud, even though I should have probably just chummaire. Of course, looking back now, having been married, divorced, and in a series of unhealthy friendships and relationships, I can clearly understand how difficult it was for my parents, who didn't know how to communicate their truest feelings to each other.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?